You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Do you find it hard to sleep at night? Then the Sleep Cove podcast can help you. Hi, I'm Christopher Fitton, the voice and clinical hypnotherapist behind Sleep Cove. Sleep Cove features sleep hypnosis, meditations, and bedtime stories, all designed to help those of you who struggle at night to achieve a restful and peaceful night's sleep. Search for Sleep Cove on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and see why Sleep Cove helps millions of people sleep deeply all night long.
I feel like who Art Ed?
I'm trying to spice it.
Who Art Ed? Mr. Wood, Art Ed, me.
Yeah. Either way, it's ambiguous. It works on so many levels.
I know.
That's off to a great start.
Welcome to Who Arted Weekly Art History for All Ages. I'm your host, Kyle Wood, and today we're looking at Klaus Oldenburg. Now, Oldenburg was a Swedish-born American sculptor. He wasn't interested in grand figures or historical scenes. Instead, he found inspiration in the most unexpected places, the everyday objects that clutter our lives. His art is a blend of pop art with some gigantic whimsy, and it continues to transform cityscapes around the world. Born in Stockholm in 1929, his father was a Swedish diplomat, and the family moved frequently between Sweden, Norway, and the United States. This constant change instilled in Oldenburg a sense of impermanence and a fascination with the varied environments he encountered. Even his hobbies reflected this. He dabbled in writing, music, and theater, never settling on a single pursuit. Oldenburg actually didn't start off studying the visual arts. When he went to Yale University, he was initially focused on literature. However, art history also captured his imagination. After graduating in 1950, he went to Chicago and enrolled at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. Even then, art wasn't his sole focus. While he was studying art, he also did a short stint as a reporter. In 1956, a pivotal moment arrived. Oldenburg moved to New York City, a place teeming with artistic energy. He got in the scene with a bunch of other up-and-coming artists. And he was captivated by the raw energy of the streets, the towering buildings, the cacophony of advertisements. Now, these elements, often overlooked, became the central focus of artists like Oldenburg, Warhol, and a number of other artists in what would become the pop art movement. The late 1950s and early 60s saw Oldenburg experiment with happenings, performance art events that blurred the lines between audience and performer. These ephemeral events further fueled his interest in the unconventional and the everyday. This led to the creation of The Store in his studio in 1961. He filled it with plaster replicas of everyday objects, cheeseburgers, pieces of cake. These sculptures of such mundane objects challenged the traditional definition of art. Now, later on in the 1960s, he started making smoother, more finished, stuffed sculptures, along with drawings of giant monuments. As I mentioned in a previous episode about Yayoi Kusama, she actually felt he ripped her off with his soft sculptures, because he started doing that just after seeing her work, which I believe, if I recall correctly, it was a chair covered in soft sculptures. To be honest, the soft pieces aren't really my favorites of his anyways. For me, his best work is the monumental sculptures. It all started with drawings of, quote, proposed monuments. I love the way he would present meticulously crafted drawings in this deadpan sort of serious tackling of absurd ideas, like replacing the Pan Am building with a giant good humor bar that looks like a bite was taken out of it as a place where cars can just drive straight through. He created proposed colossal monument to replace the Washington Obelisk. And that showed a pair of scissors pointing at the sky. The proposal had the scissors constantly open and close as if they were cutting into the sky. Oddly enough, though, by the 1970s, these whimsical and seemingly absurd proposed monumental works began to be constructed in the real world to some extent. Obviously, the Washington Monument was not replaced with a pair of scissors, but Tokyo has a saw sawing into the ground. If you go to Minneapolis, Minnesota, you can see his spoon bridge and cherry. And Chicago has a colossal steel baseball bat. And there are dozens of other giant objects like that around the world. Oldenburg's work brought a playful pop sensibility to public art. His objects, often made of metal and fiberglass, became beloved landmarks, prompting viewers to reconsider the familiar and appreciate the beauty in the mundane. In his 1968 Notes, he proposed a giant ice cream cone sculpture, not like a monument, but as a dropped cone. It's meant to be a humorous commentary on consumerism and impermanence. This idea, though seemingly whimsical, reveals a deep reflection on the nature of art and its place in everyday life. To me, that's the central point of pop art. It says that the things most worthy of examination as subjects of artwork are the things we encounter so frequently we seldom notice them anymore. Popular culture is the common culture. It's the artifacts we all share within our society, and yet it feels frivolous to focus on an ice cream cone. Ice cream is meant to be a momentary pleasure. I suppose a dropped ice cream cone is even more clearly transient, obviously meant for the trash, and yet Oldenburg elevates it. I mean, literally, he put a dropped cone on top of a building in Germany. The ephemeral is made permanent in a delightful bit of irony, but I think more importantly, Oldenburg's work made the world a more magical and whimsical place.
This concludes this week's episode of Who Arted, part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. If you found this tolerable, please leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast app. You can find images of the work being discussed this week and every week on social media at Who Arted Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and of course on the website whoartedpodcast.com. Podcast done.